Just a week after Tanis Ukenna turned 18, he was sitting in jail. Ukenna was booked for poisoning an officer as he worked at Layton's Subway in August. But today, police admitted the state lab found no drugs in that drink. Tanis thought it was just a big mistake after he was taken into custody.
Initially, I wasn't, like, too worried. I figured, you know, okay, they're going to realize that nothing's happened and they're going to let me go. And then they took me down to the jail and booked me. And it was just, you know, it went into shock for the night. I just couldn't really comprehend anything for the rest of the evening.
Ukenna says he didn't think anyone else at the restaurant had put THC or meth into the officer's drink, but he was implicated due to surveillance video inside the restaurant.
Since they didn't look at all the videotapes and such, they said, you know, I walked away from the cup, and after reviewing the videotapes, it shows that it had overfilled, and so all I did was grab a napkin and wipe off the residue on the cup. But because of that, and because I was the only one within the video to touch the cup, they decided to go ahead and book me.
Ukenna's LDS mission has been delayed 6 weeks, and he really hasn't done much since his initial arrest due to online threats.
It's been kind of nerve-wracking. I've mostly spent, you know, like, not really leaving even the house or the neighborhood, you know, mostly just staying inside or going, trying to do odd jobs with neighbors if I can. Going, you know, I've had, like, friends come over and, you know, like, try and get me out, like, oh, hey, let's go out and or let's go to the movies or something. And I just, you know, it's, like, not, it's been hard because it's scary to go out in public when you're receiving death threats and stuff online. You know, it's like I don't want to go out in public if I'm gonna be in danger there, you know. And so for the past 2 months, mostly just been, you know, at home, afraid to go out.
Ukenna is disappointed he didn't receive an apology from police, but he's ready to move on with his life. He says in some ways this has been a spiritual experience.